That conniving little bitch. I should have known something was up when she was only too happy to have me over for Thanksgiving. She hates my guts. She can't stand it that I'm dating her brother. She thinks she's so much better than everyone else. But she knows I'm sexier than her. She hates the way all her brother's friends get hard looking at me when I come over. And fuck, even their dad and her other brothers get hard. And of course, I purposely always dress a little extra slutty when I go to visit. Oh, she fucking hates it that I've got curves. Big tits, big ass, nice hips. Not some flat-chested boy-girl like her. She just can't stand it. Even though she tries really hard to put me down at every opportunity. Her plans always seem to backfire. But Thanksgiving? One where we tried super hard to be safe and finally be able to get together. I never thought she'd be that petty. And I offered to help cook. I offered to bring gravy. I offered stuffing, pumpkin pie, everything. But no, Princess had it handled. Handled my ass. Tofurkey? Tofu turkey on Thanksgiving? Are you fucking kidding me? It's no wonder she's got no body. She never puts any meat in her mouth. Fuck, all I ever do is put meat in my mouth. Okay, maybe not turkey, but I'm sure you know what I mean. Oh, God, I pretended not to be pissed, but I wouldn't put any of that shit she served us in my mouth. And she knew it. She knew her brothers and her dad and her brother's friends would just have to be polite and muscle down whatever sort of new age fucking food she decided to feed them, but not me. I just said I wasn't hungry and excused myself for a while. I couldn't stand the sight of her. The boys weren't too happy about that, especially since I was wearing this really tight, really short fall sweater dress that just hugged my ass and my tits and cinched at the waist with a big wide belt and fucked my matching high-heeled leather boots with it. And the little bitch made me take off, of course. She can't even handle the pressure of that. Some fucking footwear. Anyway, so that's how I ended up down here. After midnight, in the dark, in my tiniest little pair of baby doll pajamas with just my little pink lace thong panties on underneath, searching for fucking something to put in my mouth. It's Thanksgiving, after all. I should feel fucking full, not starving to death. And just when I thought I found something edible at the back of the fridge, I felt someone come up behind me. Oh, their hands were on the backs of my thighs, just rubbing up them over my ass as I bent into the fridge. Of course, I assumed it was my boyfriend, but then I heard a much deeper, much more mature voice from behind me. What you looking for in there, darling? Something to put in your mouth? Oh, I knew. My boyfriend's father's voice. He was sexy for an older man. And dirty as fuck, too. He's always looking at me, boldly staring at my tits and my legs and adjusting himself where I could blatantly see that he was getting hard. And I felt him move in even closer. His hands slide around to the front of my thighs. Oh, the hardness of his crotch just pressing against the back of my ass, which is practically totally on display with the little thong I was wearing. And I stood up ever so slowly. My tits were so hard from leaning into the cold fridge. They were just pressed up against that thin, satiny material of that little baby doll pajama top I was wearing. I felt his hand on the fridge door close it, and God, his hands went from my thighs up to my hips and onto my stomach. He was pulling me back up against him, I could feel the heat of him, and with the lights off, there's not much of me he could see, but he could use his hands to feel. I just rubbed my stomach just a little, and his lips were against my ear from behind, and growly nighttime voice whispered, "I've got something you can gobble down, baby doll. All that meat you missed out on at dinner, I got it right here for you." And I felt him grind his cock in what I could only assume were his nighttime boxers against my ass, and fuck, it felt big and hard, and I was hungry for meat. I couldn't help it. I reached back with my hands and felt his stomach. It was furrier than my boyfriend's, which I kind of liked. I knew from the silvery gray hair of his father that that would just be a sprinkling of white, thick hair leading down towards his dick, and fuck, that turned me on. I've got a thing for older men. Fine. I've got a thing for men of any fucking age with a hard cock. Then I let my hands reach behind and wriggle him out of his boxers, and I heard the soft sound of them hitting the kitchen floor. God, he was pushing me up against the counter, growling in my ear. Fuck, you little slut. You're just aching for it, aren't you? And I nodded, feeling his hands reach up and cup my tits, squeezing them, rolling the nipples in his hand, and I felt his tongue start licking at my neck, and the grinding of his now free dick out of his pants was so warm and hard, just rubbing back and forth against my ass cheeks. The next thing I know, he turned me around, and I could barely make him out in the darkness, but it didn't matter. I knew what I wanted, and he knew what I needed, and in the next instant, my shoulders were being pushed down, and I was sinking to my knees on the tile floor, my mouth opening wide, and him slipping his cock right between my pretty lips. Fuck. Finally, some meat in this house. Oh, and he did have a big fat hunk of meat to feed me. That dick of his was so thick and wide, and I could feel the veins of it against my tongue as I started swirling it around his dick. God, I was such a greedy little thing. It surprised him. He was moaning and swearing and cursing. Shit, you little cocksucker. Oh, yeah, just going for it, aren't you? Oh, doesn't my son feed you enough dick? Jesus, I might have to pick up the fucking slack. And he was just leaning up on his tippy toes, trying to get that better angle so that my head was trapped between the cupboard and, oh, his cock as he just started pushing it and face-fucking me right there in the kitchen. And as sexy as he is for an older man, he is single, and with this fucking virus, he obviously hasn't had a woman in his bed in a long time, and fuck, I could tell he needed this. A good cock sucking. Someone like me to just drain his balls into their sexy, slutty mouth. And fuck, I could hear him start panting harder, and oh, his thighs started shaking as he kept fucking my face. After only a few more strokes, he started grunting, "Yeah, take it. Oh, fuck, you're gonna have to take it. You're gonna fucking swallow it, right? Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know how he knew that I just loved hearing those sounds of his as he started flooding my mouth with his cum. And, oh, God, I'd give up turkey every fucking Thanksgiving if I could have this kind of meat in my mouth. Oh, shit. Then he just kind of waited for a few seconds more while his cock started softening in my mouth. Just slowly still rocking his cock on my tongue, as if he didn't want it to end. God, neither did I. As big as he was, and as much cum as he gave me, that was just an appetizer for a greedy girl like me. I was just wiping the drops of his cum off my chin while he searched for his boxers, pulled them up, and fucking laughed, which at first I thought was kind of rude, but then as soon as the shadow of him disappeared, there was another man in the kitchen with me. It's almost like he was waiting for his father to be finished. Again, it wasn't my boyfriend. It was one of his brothers. I couldn't tell which one in the darkness. Not that it mattered. God, he took up the spot that his father had left, slipped off his more fashionable, tighter boxers to the floor, and grabbed the base of his cock as he just started sliding it against my slick lips. You seem to have got your fill of meat, but you forgot the gravy, baby. Let me help you out with that, he said. And, fuck, his cock was in my mouth. God, like father, like son. Jesus, his dick was thick, and the head on it had this fat ridge that I could just play with on my tongue and flick it all around. Oh, and damn, when he meant gravy, he wasn't kidding. I could feel the pre-cum already dripping onto my tongue. Oh, I just loved to lick the slit of a cock that's dripping pre-cum with my tongue, and he liked that. He was swearing and grunting just like his dad. Oh yeah, bitch, that's it. Coax it out of there. You want it? You want that gravy? Work for it. Work for it, you little slut. I know how good you are at sucking dick. That's all my brother fucking talks about is your amazing mouth. Oh, it is fucking amazing, all right? Jesus, shit. Ugh. Oh, and I just wanted to touch him all over. I started running my hands up his thighs and around to the back of his ass. Oh, and I just grabbed his firm, toned cheeks with my hands and dug my fingernails into my pit, pushed him deeper inside me. So again, my head was trapped between his cock and the cummer. And he loved how aggressive I was with him, pulling him into me, widening my throat so I could take his cock head down there. That was it. He was ready to dole out that gravy, and at the last second, I just felt his hips thrust backwards out of my grasp, and he just started fucking spraying, just drowning me in that cum gravy all over my face. And, I kept sticking my tongue out trying to taste as much of it as I could. Eventually, the last few spurts he just shoved back in my mouth and let me suck them out. Oh, yummy. It was hard to tell who tasted better, him or his father. Oh, he liked the look of me. Oh, I was so giddy on the taste of his cum, I didn't even realize that he had taken his phone out and snapped a picture of my face all covered in his spunk. Then he mumbled something about using that to jerk off with for a good while, and then he put back on his boxers and was gone, too. I stayed there for a few seconds on the floor, just waiting to see if there was another one lined up, but no one came right after that, so I got up, my knees kind of wobbling, weak from being on the tile floor, just scooping some of that cum off my face and licking it up. Oh, my belly was starting to feel a little more satisfied. I thought maybe I should wash off some of the extra sticky cum on my face. My boyfriend would wonder if I went back to bed with it all over me. But just as I reached for the tap to turn it on, there was another hard cock pressed up behind me, covering my hand with his. Oh no, sweetheart. Don't even think about washing that man gravy off. It suits you. You look like such a fucking whore. Oh, it was one of my boyfriend's friends. His best friend, actually. God, I always thought he was so fucking hot. He was a real ladies' man. I'd often wish that I met him before I met my boyfriend, so at least I could have fucked him for a bit. Now I think I was gonna have my chance. Oh, he turned me around, trapped me again between the counter and his big body. My tight little nipples were pressed up through the sheer material against his chest. Oh, and his hard cock was right against my belly. I could feel it grinding into me. I tilted my chin up so he could kind of see the cum glinting off my face in the dim light from the window. Looks like you've been fed well so far, but you're missing out on a stuffing, aren't you? And I looked up at him, bit my lip. Oh, yes. Yes, please. I need to be stuffed. Oh, I need it. And I couldn't help it. I just sort of lifted one of my legs up high on the counter so it gave him perfect view of my tiny little panties and slipped between my pussy limbs. Oh, fuck. God, he didn't waste any time. He just slid his finger right there underneath that tiny piece of material and started fingering my wet, wet pussy. Of course, I was drenched from sucking those dicks. Oh, and he groaned about how he knew I'd be so fucking tight. How my boyfriend would brag to him about how tight my pussy was, and he never felt anything this good on his dick. Fuck. Next thing I know, his boxers were on the floor too. My panties were tugged to the side, and oh yeah, I was being stuffed full of his cock. Fuck, he wasn't gentle either. It's like he'd been waiting forever to get up in my pussy. I had to grab the counter behind me to just try and hang on as he started pounding me. Oh, he was biting my neck and groping my tits and grumbling about how much he's wanted to be up in this hole, how it's even tighter than he ever imagined. And, oh, God, I was moaning against him, clawing at his back, trying to keep rhythm with him as he pushed in deep and hard. Oh, we were actually kind of making too much noise, the cupboard banging a bit as my ass kept bouncing against it with every fucking thrust, but oh, it didn't matter at all. I just wanted him to come. I just wanted him to come at me. I needed that fucking hot stuffing that he promised me, and yes. Oh, again, it didn't take him long. As soon as my pussy started coming on his cock, and oh, yeah, I did start coming on that cock. It was just too good. Oh, and the rumors about how long he was and how he touched a certain spot deep inside your pussy that made all the girls crave him, they were so true. And I started to come and moan and tilt my head back. And oh, yeah, I kept saying, yeah, I'm gonna come for it. I'm gonna fill up your fucking pussy with my cum. Fuck yeah, stuff you full. Ah! Oh, God, I loved it. Fuck, he was wild. I just adore a wild fuck. And oh, he just leaned against me, panting, trying to catch his breath as his cock slipped out of my pussy. And we could hear the splat, splat, splat of that full load of cum drip out of my pussy onto the tile floor. It was such a shame. Oh, I wanted to keep his cock and all that cum stuffed up in me, but shit, again. He got dressed really quickly and headed off. Oh, I was so shaky by this time, so overstimulated in the most amazing way, and I was just trying to catch my breath, figuring that had to be the last of them, but how could I forget? There were still a couple of my boyfriend's buddies who hadn't had a turn. This time they both came in at once. They were talking about not forgetting the sides, how I needed to enjoy the full Thanksgiving meal, and oh fuck, the next thing I knew I was being bent over the tiny little kitchen table, one of them in front of me, one of them behind me, and being spit roasted with cock. Oh my god, just hearing them talk to each other about how good it was to finally fuck me, how tired I was, how they couldn't wait to feed me their cocks and their cum, and Jesus, at one point they actually tagged each other out and switched spots. They wanted to feel both my holes, greedy little fuckers. And oh god, I came on both of them when they were in my pussy, and god fed a load of cum from one, and even got to clean off the cum from the other, and stuffed my pussy full. Shit, they liked looking at me with cum on my face, rubbing their dicks on it. Oh, slapping my cheeks with their softening cocks and thanking me for saving this Thanksgiving from being a complete fucking disaster. Then, like the others, while I was recovering, they just disappeared. I laid across the table like that for a little while, and oh god, I finally started to feel full. The way you should after a decent Thanksgiving meal. And I heard footsteps in the kitchen behind me. I knew it was my boyfriend. He'd finally gotten tired of waiting for me to come back to bed. Shit, I didn't know what to expect. Probably a huge fight. What's Thanksgiving without a family argument, right? But the lucky fucking slut that I am, he wasn't mad at all. In fact, he didn't say a word at first. He just walked over and turned on the soft little light by the stove so he could kind of see me in the darkness. He helped me up, looked me over. He could see my face glazed with cum from his brother and his friends, see my tits, how red they were from being mauled and groped and squeezed, with the tiniest sheen over them of cum and spit that had dripped down from me, sucking all those dicks. And then he reached his hand up between my legs, stuffed two fingers in my pussy, and looked me in the eye and said, "Oh, you've been a dirty, dirty girl, haven't you?" Then he slid his wet, cum-soaked fingers out and slid them into my mouth. And I greedily sucked them off, nodding at him. "Yes, baby, I have. I was just so hungry," I said. He fucking growled at that, yanked my hair. Fuck. I just felt his hand drift down over my tits, squeezing them. And lower still, till his hand was over my pussy, and he was slapping it. He liked the sound of that, I could tell. All that sticky, cum, and wet pussy juice is just making that splashing noise as he slapped my pussy in my clit. "Fuck, I love it when you're a bad girl," he grunted, and then he lifted me up, put my ass on the table, spread my legs open, and said, "Time for dessert, baby. You know you love a good cream pie, right?" Oh, and I nodded up at him, leaning up on my elbows so I could try and get a good look at his cock as he dropped his boxes to the floor. Oh god, I love his cock. He stood in between my legs and slapped his cock against my wet pussy again. "Oh fuck, they did a number on your hole. You're gonna have to tell me which one you liked best, baby." Oh, and I whimpered. Oh fuck, can you imagine that? Me talking about his father, brother, friend's cocks while he fucked me. Oh, and he shoved his dick so hard in me. God, I don't think I've ever felt him this thick or this hard or even this wild as he grabbed my thighs and yanked me to the edge of the table and just started pounding his dick up in my cum-soaked pussy. Oh, fuck, he seemed to love my creamy, filled cunt. I was just trying to stay on my elbows so that I could keep looking at him, keep watching his cock slide in and out of my pussy, seeing how cum-coated it was already with their spunk. And oh shit, he kept asking me questions like, who was it? Who fucked me better? Who tasted better? Who had the bigger dick? And oh, I couldn't even think. I just kept saying, "I love them all, baby. I love them all fucking me, baby. They fed me so good. Fuck yeah." And then he asked me who had me first. Oh, when I told him it was his dad and how thick his meat was in my mouth and how much he fed me and how I gobbled it all down, I just couldn't help it. Oh, that was what did it. He couldn't even last to hear about the rest of them. Oh, he was moaning. You slut. You fucking slut. Oh, and he was just filling me with cream. That's your dessert, baby. That's your dessert. Oh, yeah. Take that fucking cream pie. Oh, God. My God. I don't think he's ever come that much in me. Well, then again, it could be from all the other cum that I had in my pussy, but it was just oozing out and slapping back against his cock and his balls with every thrust. I could hear it splashing onto the edge of the table and the tile, and fuck, he just kept fucking me like he couldn't get enough, and oh, and I couldn't get enough either. Finally, I just reached up and grabbed the back of his head, brought him down for a wet kiss, and we just embraced each other like that for God only knows how long. My wet, slick tits against his chest. My pussy just dripping down onto his cock and his balls. And then eventually he helped me up off the table. Oh, I was a little unsteady on my feet. Plus the floor was all sticky with cum. And oh, he didn't seem to mind. He held my hand tight and started leading the way back to our room. And just as we were about to exit the kitchen, trails of cum dripping from my pussy with every step, who do we bump into but that stupid fucking sister of his? And she looks me up and down. Oh, the disgust was so apparent on her face. Oh, I smelled like a whore, just dripping in cum. And her brother, the man that I love even more now, just looked at his sister and said, "Careful on the floor. You might want to clean it up, seeing as you didn't feed my girl properly tonight, and it took the whole fucking household to do it. That's what you get for being a bitch to my girl." Oh, I'd never heard him talk to her like that before. And, I just smiled wide at that little bitch and eased by her, making sure to squeeze out one more big dollop of cum right on the floor at her feet before I walked off, giggling, listening to that little bitch start swearing as she turned on the kitchen light and saw the mess we made. Oh, I think I'm going to let her be in charge of Thanksgiving dinner from here on out. Fuck. I've never been so full of Thanksgiving goodness.